You are listening to the Actor Aesthetic Podcast, episode 206, and I'm joined by special guest Spencer Martinez of the Limelight platform, and she's sharing her best advice for non-union actors at Equity Auditions in New York City. Let's get started. What's up, everyone? My name is Maggie Barra. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Actor Aesthetic Podcast, where I take you behind the scenes of the theater industry. The Actor Aesthetic Podcast is produced by me, Maggie Barra, and show notes are found at actoraesthetic.com/podcast. You can also follow me for more on social media at Actor Aesthetic or my personal account at Maggie Barra. All links are in the show notes. Now let's get on to the show. You know, our motto in 2024 is work smarter, not harder, and there is truly no one better equipped to teach you the foundations of that motto than actress Spencer Martinez. You're going to want to tune into this episode all the way through, especially if you are a non-union actor in New York City, because she is sharing very important advice about attending equity auditions in the city as a non-union actor. And today we're talking about EPAs, equity principal auditions, ECCs, equity chorus calls, resources for non-union actors in New York City to be better equipped for these types of auditions, balancing work, auditions, family time, and rest, the unofficial list. If you've never heard of it, you will today. So without further ado, please sit back, relax, and enjoy our chat. Spencer, it is so lovely to finally have you on the podcast. We were just catching up before, just talking about us being Jersey girls and being Eagles fans and being basically the same person. It's fine. It's fine.
It's literally nuts. So today we're not talking about theater. We're talking about the Eagles and sports.
Yeah, so we actually tricked you all. You thought we were going to talk about something important, but it's fine. We're just going to talk about something else that's important. And it's Jason Kelce. Tell me about your past couple of years in New York.
So right now, we had to close down like the actual app itself. It was like it was a financial burden trying to figure out. It was a good business move on our part, I think. I still love making the industry as accessible as possible. And I think seeing what's going on with the non-union list, people were just talking about how it's like really kind of crazy. And I just emailed Actors Equity and I was like, hi, like who's in charge of this? And they were like, no, like the non-equity list is self-managed and it's self-governed by non-equity. And you're like, oh, so there's an open plane for all of us to kind of figure it out together. And so right now, like we hold meetings kind of around like 2 times a month for any actor that wants to join. They have questions about like what it even is like to audition for equity EPAs, ECCs, what that's like, questions, what people like, what their audition process has been like, because there's been lots of questions on what time to show up, or I was seen, I wasn't seen. And there's not a lot of conversations outside of that going on where actors can just like come and meet and just chat about that. And also like we want to change it and make it accessible and safe for everyone. So that's kind of where our mindset is right now.
Amazing. So to backtrack just a bit, there are a lot of people who are listening right now who do know what the unofficial list is. There are a lot of non-union actors who are auditioning in the city. There's a lot of union actors auditioning in the city, but those folks who do not know necessarily what an unofficial list is, can you give us an idea of what that is?
Oh yeah. So, you know, like when you're like writing a note in like a notebook, it's just literally a piece of paper torn out, taped to a wall in the city, in New York, at Pearl Studios or Ripley Greer. And it's taped to the wall and you have a pen or you ask your friend for a pen and you write your name down. And it's hoping that the monitor from, so the person that's like helping out the casting director will accept this list. Recently, they haven't been. It's been, we're not going to accept it. And for the people that are in this room at this moment, you are going to be on the list. And so, which has been kind of nice. And I felt like I was moving up in the auditions because of that, because people weren't accepting it. And usually that list, recently this year, it's a new thing they're doing. It's like a 12 a.m. list.
Nuts.
Which it's not safe. It's not accessible. It's like, it doesn't make sense to me. Cause I don't know, are you going out and then coming out from like the bar and then being like, I'm signing up for South Pacific. Like what's going on? Like, I don't know. So there's that. And then the fact that actors that want to like show up at a decent time, they're not being seen. Mm-hmm. So you have to kind of be mindful of what you want in this moment. Like for me, I know as a non-union actor, I need to put myself first. And what that is waking up at 5 and then getting down there, or waking up at 6, getting down there to be there at like 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock, whatever a normal time for me. Mm-hmm. It's not 4 a.m. and it's not 12 a.m.
Yeah. Amen. So an unofficial list, right? So these kinds of lists are usually used for equity principal auditions, EPAs, you'll hear us talk a lot about, or ECCs, equity chorus calls, different than an agent appointment, different than a self-submission where you get an appointment and you have a specific time, sometimes even different than an open call. They tend to have their own rules separate from equity. So what you'll hear us talk about today is particularly things that have to do with New York auditions, because it's a very saturated market right now. Spencer, tell me about these meetings that you're having with actors, talking about the unofficial list, talking about questions that you have. What are some of the common questions that you're seeing from non-union actors?
I think the main one is, what time should I get there?
Yeah.
And like I actually just had someone reach out to me from you, and they were like, I don't know what time I should get there. And honestly, every audition is different. It matters, like, if it's a really popular show that people want to go to, that's an audition personally that I don't go to, because I know I will not be seen, because it's going to be crazy. There's going to be a lot of equity actors there. There's going to be a lot of even more EMC and alternates. Like it doesn't make sense for me to go. I've been going to auditions and it was around like 8 o'clock and I was seen like for some things. So it's like, it's possible to go to these places and these auditions and to be seen at a normal hour. Another question I get is when you are going to an audition, like who do you talk to? Like, do you talk to the monitor? Like, who even is a monitor? Like, how do I know when to, like, if they're even going to see us after lunch? So I say, follow like, the Hustle, the NYC Hustle. I think that's a great, oh my God, it's so good. Like if I graduated college, get the Hustle right now. It shows you like what's going on in like real time, instead of following like backstage, like that little conversation that they have, which I think is great too, but they show it more in real time. And they also have all the auditions together in one space. And for a non-equity actor, we don't get that. But for equity actors, they do get that. And that's something that's, you're able to plan out like your week. And for me, that's awesome. Like that you can kind of see in one space where all of your auditions are. Like, hello, amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome. I've heard several things about that in the past couple months. So I think that it's a really awesome resource. Definitely look into it. Definitely look into it if you're trying to go to these auditions. Spencer, for you particularly, what does your week look like when there are a lot of auditions happening? How often are you running around to these auditions, and how often are you deciding I need to be doing something else right now, whether it's work, whether it's like rest? What is that like for you?
Yeah. It differs for everyone. So, I've been doing a lot of like UGC content stuff, which has been awesome. But like, so if I have a UGC shoot that I need to do that day, I'm not going to go to an audition. Or I have a nannying job, and that's on Monday, Wednesdays. So I'm not going to be going to auditions on Monday, Wednesdays.
Right.
But I want to say at least like twice a week, I would think. Mm-hmm. It matters, but it matters how much I love this show and what being a smart actor, I try to focus on. I think I'm really going to be seen for this instead of waking up super early? And can I get an appointment for this? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If I know I can get an appointment for something, then I'm not going to go to the open call. Did I go to the Muni? Yes, I did. And I did do that. Like, and that's also something that I never did that before. And I was like, you know what? We're going to try that. Like, I think there's things that you love this show so much. And yes, like go for it. If that's what you love and you really see yourself, but I've been going to more ECCs actually than EPAs because I think ECCs are, it's a lot less people, what I've been finding. So if you don't want to go in like long lines and stuff like that, ECCs I think are better. Even like if you're a dancer, it's a lot easier because it's a group of like 20 people in a room and then you're like, okay, bye. Like you will be seen.
Cool. So that's helpful to know. I mean, yes. I've talked about this a little bit on the podcast, but you have varying types of auditions. You have ECC singer calls separate than the ECC dancer calls separate than EPAs. And some of these shows will only have an EPA. Depending on the contract, some of these shows you'll see 4 ECC calls in one day.
But okay, you know what? Also, a question that people have asked me is,
yeah,
is the AM list and the PM list, do they like, does the AM people, if they're not going to be seen, does it switch over to the PM list?
That's a great question. What's your answer to that? I want to know.
My answer is it changes every time. Oh, so it's actually insanity. And that's something that I hope in these meetings that we hold, it's like, all right, not rules, but like a guideline just for people to understand, like just so it to be a little normal. It's already stressful in what we do.
Right.
I'm going to go in and sing in front of a person I've never met, you know, and you want this and you've been working your whole life, like wanting to be a performer. It's hard enough. This audition process needs to be a little simpler, but what I have heard is that yes, some actors get to have the list. Some actors are on the list in the AM. They do get moved, but you have to be, the problem was someone wasn't in the room for that call over. So they've only been the people that weren't in the room and their name was called, they didn't get put on the list again. So it's like if there's an audition that you want to be seen for, that specific room, no matter what. And even in the very beginning, like if they're going to change the list, like the unofficial list, if the monitor is going to accept that list, make sure you're in that room. Because what I've been finding is that people will transfer the list and they'll put their friends over you, or they'll cross your name out, or you really have to be your own advocate in the audition list process. This experience I've been learning is no one knows. Which is silly, and you're looking for people to know the answer, but casting doesn't know, monitors don't know. It's like literally every audition is seriously different. So that's good to remember.
Yeah. And one of the things that I actually just spoke about the other day with someone is that it's important to note too that the monitor for these EPAs and ECCs, these equity calls, is hired by the union and not necessarily has anything to do with casting. So they are a separate entity. So you can certainly ask them questions and most of them will try to be as helpful as possible, but they're not always going to know whether or not casting wants to see anything, you know, whether or not casting wants to see non-union that day, whether or not they're going to send them away at the beginning of the day or wait the entire day and see if they have time until they get notified. So you might have to, especially at like these EPAs, if there's no information, you may have to, if this is an important audition for you, you might have to be there all day. Or, you know, it's just important to know that they are not they are not casting, at least in this particular situation. If you're going in for an agent appointment or a self-submission and you get an appointment, that's a little bit different of a scenario where typically the casting director will have someone that is within their team running that audition.
Even to talk about, like, when you were brought up the monitor, this is like something to also remember is they're not allowed to touch the unofficial list. Or like they cannot like throw out a list. Non-equity actors have to transfer those names on a list. It's not their job. We also had a meeting with Michael Cassara and Jason Stryos, the casting directors. And they said, I mean, when we go into an audition, we don't really know how many people showed up. Like, we have no idea. We're counting on the monitor to come in and say, hey, there are these many people. I don't know how many non-equity yet. Do you want to see non-equity or equity? And they say, okay, actually, if we have enough time, I would like to see equity. And he goes, the monitor, they go, okay, great. So it's for them to know. So casting does have an idea, but it's not, they don't know fully if they're going to be able to see you because they don't know how many alternates are going to be. They really can only see like 130 people a day. So that's something to remember too. Like, yes, they want to see as many people as possible. And I know Michael explained, like, I want to see a lot of non-equity people. It's not that I don't want to see them. It's just right now, the people that are showing up, it's the same people. And he's like, I want to see new people. So they do want to see you. It's just, it's hard because of how, auditions are sometimes run. It's just not possible. And how many people want to go audition for those things? It's just not possible.
So Spencer, if there's a time that you really want to get seen for a show and you wait and they elect to not see you because there's not enough time or whatever, usually it's just because there's simply not enough time. What do you do after that? Is there something that you do outside of that to try to get your foot in the door?
Yeah, I think if I've been in the room for that casting team before, I would send them an email, or if they're accepting headshots, I will put a little post-it note and just say, hey, I really feel like I'm right for this part. Here's my website, just kind of, I mean, you have to be your own like salesperson and like, what is that going to take? And then I mean, you try to have as much of a relationship with casting directors as you can and make it as organic as possible. Like, you can't be like, so can you like cast me in your new show? Like, that's not what it's going to be. Like, it's just like, I really respect you. And also, don't ask them out for coffee. That's something I've been hearing a lot. And casting's like, you all seem great. I don't need to get coffee with you unless like we have like a mutual friend, like, you know? Because they have a job to do and they're incredibly busy, and it's incredible. When we had this meeting with the casting team, I had no idea what it was like on their end, and it was just very eye opening. But yeah, so after I try to be a good business girl and I try to get my name out, and if not, like, that's okay. There are more to come after this audition season ends. I'm putting this in quotes. You have a summer where there still will be auditions. Mm-hmm. And if you don't book, it's not the end of the world. This is your time to get the education. And it's a learning experience.
Are there any particular classes that you recommend? Is there something, what's the class that you just took?
MN acting. I'm taking like their on-camera TV class, which I really loved it. Oh my God. Mike and I were saying, I haven't taken an acting class in a long time because one wasn't financially stable. And I'm like, I can now afford a class.
Yeah.
But just being in the room of other actors and like, it's like a gym, like it's an actor gym. And I really, really, really loved that. Her Jen Rudolph is really good.
Yeah.
People love, Jen.
Yeah.
And then there's some other, Act First Studios, if you're looking for a studio that does TV film, they do theater too. I've heard they're great as well.
Awesome. I love it on camera class too.
I know. Because I was so worried about like being too big because I've just done theater and I'm but it was so fun. Yeah, definitely suggest. Because you never know, like you might get an audition for a camera class or for a film and you're like, I have no idea what I'm doing. And you got to be prepared.
I love it. There are so many other things that I'm sure we can talk about for days about these equity auditions and blah, 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 blah. But where can someone find you? Where can someone find these meetings so that they can also be a part of these conversations?
Oh, absolutely. So you can find it on my Instagram on limelight_app_, or I'll be posting them like on like my personal, which is Spencer M. Martinez. And these meetings, I'm in a workshop right now and the workshop's on Monday, but I think then I'll like really start doing more of those meetings. It's so fun. And just to have a little community of people and really, really quick, like the people that have constantly showed up, and they share their experience of making sure that other actors can have great auditions and make it accessible and safe. I just want to say thank you to them because it's not just me. It's like these like six other people that are just absolutely fantastic. But the class, so what we were working on is having a space to talk about the non-union list and having a conversation down the road with equity and seeing how we can change that to make it safer and accessible. So if you want to come hear what we have to say, please, I ask you to join us.
I love that. And I do think there is a world in which you're going to make that happen because even just for example, I know with the EMC situation, the EMC is going away. However, it's still
2026, right?
Yeah, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. 2025, 2026. It's going away, but it exists now still. And there is an official list for EMC at EPAs. So there is a world in which this can exist. Just got to find the right people to make it happen. And I think you're on your way. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate you chatting with me. So fun.
You rock. Thanks so much, Spencer.
Of course. Bye.